A drought once devastated our city, and everyone was trembling in fear of the worst outcome, pleading with God to free them from this terror. It was like what Moses described. The heavens turned to brass, and a more horrifying than any other death loomed closer each day. However, when the merciful God deemed it appropriate, against all odds, a massive and abundant rainfall was sent from the heavens. Consequently, everyone was celebrating and feasting as if they had just narrowly escaped death's door. Amidst this immense joy and collective happiness, one of the hugely wealthy individuals walked around with a somber look, totally consumed by sorrow. Many asked him why he was the only one unhappy in the midst of everyone's joy. Unable to contain his fierce resentment, driven by the severity of his affliction, he publicly announced the reason. He angrily claimed, "Although I have 10,000 measures of wheat in my possession, there's no way for me to sell them now." "Should we consider this man fortunate, I ask you, for saying words that actually merit him being stoned, being more savage than any beast, a common enemy? What are you saying, man? Are you upset because everyone didn't die so you could accumulate more wealth? Haven't you heard what Solomon said? Those who hoard their grain curse their people. You've become a universal enemy of the world's blessings, opposing the generosity of the world's lord and friend of Mammon, or rather his servant. Shouldn't the tongue that uttered these words be severed, and the heart that harbored them be extinguished?